This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. Before we begin, the news headlines. India's 80th Independence Day celebrated across Northeast with Chief Ministers hoisting the national flag and highlighting welfare initiatives for the governments at the respective state capitals. Governors of various Northeastern states hoist the national flag in their official premises and call for unity in diversity, and cultural programs and sporting activities mark the celebration of Independence Day across the Northeast region of the country. And now the news in details. Meghalaya joined the nation in celebrating India's 80th Independence Day with Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma hoisting the national flag at Polo Ground, Shillong. The celebrations featured a ceremonial parade, cultural performances and recognition of distinguished citizens. Chief Minister Sangma highlighted progress in education, sports, healthcare, agriculture, tourism and youth employment. He thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for supporting Meghalaya's development. The Chief Minister said, Meghalaya has brought 63,000 hectares of natural forests under conservation and mapped over 60,000 springs. He also announced a Tracing the Roots program for 75 scholars and urged youth to pursue sports and skills. With preparations underway for the 39th National Games to be held next year, Mrs. Sangma said Meghalaya was ready to welcome athletes from across the country. Manipur celebrated the nation's 80th Independence Day with a state-level function held at the 1st Manipur Rifles Parade Ground in Imphal West. Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh hoisted the national flag and took salute from 23 March past contingents led by Parade Commander Haubam Sangamitta, Commandant 19IRB. Addressing the citizens, the Chief Minister strongly condemned the incident on Friday in Kangpokpi district where two civilians were killed and two sustained injuries. Acknowledging the central government's support in restoring normalcy, he emphasized that lasting stability and development can only be achieved through mutual trust, justice and the participation of all communities. Mr. Khemchand stated that healthcare services are being expanded in remote hill areas and rural livelihood schemes have increased guaranteed employment to 125 days. The Manipur government has also provided financial assistance to internally displaced persons suffering from chronic illness and launched an integrated scheme for timely pension delivery. Tripura joined the nation in celebrating the 80th Independence Day with various programs across the state. The main state-level function was held at Assam Rifles Ground in Agartala, where Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha hoisted the national flag and inspected the ceremonial parade by various forces. Addressing the people, Chief Minister Dr. Saha said the occasion symbolizes the resolve to build a self-reliant and developed India. He paid tributes to the martyrs of the freedom struggle and the nation's builders. The Chief Minister said various central schemes are being successfully implemented in Tripura for the welfare and empowerment of the poor, farmers, women and youth. The state government is working to improve economic opportunities and overall living standards for its 40 lakh citizens. Nagaland joined the nation in celebrating the 80th Independence Day with patriotic fervor and a renewed call for peace, unity and development. The state-level celebration was held at the Nagaland Skatrid Plaza, Kohima, where Chief Minister Naifu Rio hoisted the national flag and took the Rashtriya salute from 14 parade contingents. For the first time, Vande Mataram was rendered during the state-level Independence Day celebration, adding to the patriotic spirit of the occasion. Addressing the gathering, Chief Minister Rio said, India has made significant progress towards becoming a democratic, strong, prosperous and progressive nation and called for collective efforts to build a more developed, self-reliant and prosperous Nagaland. On the Nagai political issue, Mr. Rio said the people continue to yearn for an early solution. He said the state government reiterated its demand during its meeting with Union Home Minister Amit Shah in February this year. Assam celebrated the 80th Independence Day with Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma hoisting the national flag at Khanapara in Guwahati. He took the salute of the Assam Police and Paramilitary Forces Parade. Addressing the people, Mr. Sarma announced a series of major welfare, infrastructure and governance initiatives by the state government. He said Assam will invest 50,000 crore rupees from its own resources over the next 4 years for roads, schools, urban development and rural infrastructure. The state aims to secure an additional 1 lakh crore rupees from the central government over the next 5 years. The Chief Minister also assured extensive rehabilitation measures for the flood-affected districts of Sivasagar, Charaideo, Jorhat and Golaghat. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma yesterday said that a people's government with new approach or system of governance remains the centre of the present Mizoram People's Movement government's vision to usher in development and build a self-reliant economy. Addressing the Independence Day celebrations at Lamwal in Aizawl, Lal Duhoma said achieving self-sufficiency in food and other essential sectors was a key objective of his government, alongside improving livelihoods and ensuring balanced development across Mizoram. He described the state's flagship program, Bana Kahi, or hand-holding schemes, as the government's most important initiative for transforming the Mizoram economy. The scheme aims at going beyond financial assistance by enhancing skills, creating livelihood opportunities, and supporting the economic development of individuals, families, and the state. Sikkim joined the nation's celebrating 80th Independence Day yesterday at the Palzor Stadium in Gangtok. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang hoisted the national flag and participated in the mass singing of the national song Vande Mataram. Chief Secretary Ravindra Telang, Director General of Police Akshay Sachdeva and others were also present. Awards and medals were presented to several individuals in recognition of their distinguished service and meritorious contributions across diverse fields. The Chief Minister paid tributes to the freedom fighters who sacrificed their lives for India's independence. Highlighting Sikkim's strategic importance as a sensitive border state, he said national security remained a priority for the state government. Emphasizing the importance of border development, the Chief Minister said that infrastructure development was being undertaken in 46 border villages in Sikkim under the Vibrant Villages Programme. Arunachal Pradesh celebrated Independence Day with state-level function at Indira Gandhi Park in Itanagar. Chief Minister Pema Khandu unfurled the national flag, while Governor K.T. Parnaik inaugurated the new Chief Minister's office and residence at Niti Vihar. The Lok Bhavan Shillong will open its doors to the public today, the 16th of August, as part of the Independence Day celebrations. The iconic Governor's House in Shillong City will be opened from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Entry will be free, with exhibitions showcasing agriculture, floriculture, horticulture, traditional artifacts, handicrafts, manuscripts and art, besides stalls serving local cuisine. Meghalaya marked the 80th Independence Day with celebrations across the Khasi, Jayanti and Garo Hills districts featuring flag hoisting, parades, cultural program and public recognition. In Thura, Education Minister Lakhman Rumboi honoured academic toppers and visited a blood donation camp. Deputy Chief Ministers Snyaw Bhalangdhar and Priston Tinsong led the celebrations at William Nagar and Risupelpara respectively. In West Jayanti Hills, Meghalaya Assembly Speaker Thomas A. Sangma unfurled the national flag at Jerusalem Chutwaku ground and took the salute from 35 contingents. In East Jayanti Hills, Minister Wailat Mickey Shilla hoisted the flag at Holy Family Parish ground clearyard, where 36 contingents participated. IIM Shillong marked the 80th anniversary of India's independence from colonial British rule, honouring the courage and sacrifice of the nation's freedom fighters. The celebrations commence with the hoisting of the national tricolour, soaring at 100 feet, by Professor Arun Mohan Sherry, Director, IIM Shillong. The entire IIM Shillong fraternity joined in singing the national anthem, reaffirming their shared pride and unity. Speaking about the distinctive location of IIM Shillong, the director said that being situated in the Northeast gives the institution a special responsibility towards the region. The Northeast is not simply a geographical frontier. It is an important part of India's economic, cultural and strategic future, he observed. Professor Sherry called for stronger ties with local communities, entrepreneurs and governments. Before we wind up the news headlines once again, India's 80th Independence Day celebrated across Northeast with Chief Ministers hoisting the national flag and highlighting welfare initiatives of the governments at the respective state capitals. Governors of various Northeastern states hoist the national flag in their official premises and call for unity and diversity. And cultural programs and sporting activities mark the celebration of Independence Day across the Northeastern region of the country. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashwani Shillong. Have a nice day.